What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, we continue broadcasting live in St. Joe. Our final day of camp coverage here is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. Similar injury list that we've had throughout the last week or so. Hollywood Brown not practicing, ankle. Jake Brenningstuhl, Ethan Driscoll, also Jalen Watson. Watson was at practice, though. Remember, he's in concussion protocol, but he was just on the sideline. No new injuries today. Really, it's just a waiting game for Hollywood Brown, and the assumption now at this point is that you just won't see him until week one.
Correct. I mean, maybe you'll see him in a practice, but you probably won't see him in any kind of preseason game, I would guess. They typically wouldn't play the starters in the preseason, third preseason game anyway. And they're only 4 days, 3 days away from their second preseason game anyway, which is Friday night in Seattle. Next up on What's Trending, Royals get game two of their series against the Nationals is tonight. They got game one last night after a couple of big hits. Kyle Isbell hit the homer, Salvador Perez and a few others came through for the Royals. Falter was okay. You know, obviously the pitch count got up a little bit, but stabilized after the first inning. He gave up a couple of runs. Royals in desperate need of continued winning ways. They'll take on game two at Kauffman Stadium tonight against the Nationals.
Next up on What's Trending, Fox 4 reporting last night that multiple sources confirmed to them that Royals-affiliated company has reached an agreement that will give its ownership of the Asperia campus. That's the deal between Occidental Management and the Royals affiliate. Means there will be no foreclosure that could have tied up that property. This, of course, according to Fox 4, we all know that in May that the team affiliate purchased the troubled mortgage. Now, this does not mean the Royals are 100% going there at all. It just means, obviously, the ease to potentially move there. The door is obviously open, and it's a little bit easier process if they choose that versus the land going into foreclosure, that property going into foreclosure. Instead, an affiliate of the club has picked that deal up.
Next up on What's Trending, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says quarterback Jordan Love is undergoing a procedure on his left thumb, it being a ligament issue. That's why he had it taped up yesterday. Said he's hopeful Love will return to practice next week and will be ready for the beginning of the season. But already having a ligament issue, can't like that for Jordan Love.
Nope, never good, never good. Lastly on What's Trending, don't forget our Red Roundtable with Mitch Holthus and Dane and Hughes coming up on Friday, August 29th, out at Hollywood Casino. It starts at 6 p.m. It's free, open to the public. You do have to be 21 or older. It is at a casino. A little Q&A with Mitch and Dane in, plus a meet and greet afterwards to get you set up for the start of the season.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget our Tuesday lunch partner is Boru Asian Eatery in Waldo, part of the Summit Hospitality Group. And yeah, we know what you're thinking. Taco Tuesday in an Asian restaurant? Think bao buns, the fluffier Asian taco. Head down to Boru in Waldo, grab a bao bun for just $2.50, or switch it up with some ramen or sushi while you're there. Summit Hospitality Group, proud partner of Cody and Gold, can personally speak to their quality. Boru is excellent.
We got Nate Taylor from
ESPN, there,
our Chiefs insider.
Like a bao bun, some ramen?
Taking a seat, counting down the final 24 hours or so of training camp. You're up here tomorrow, we know that. We're not with the early start, but this is it for us today. Cloud cover, but all, like 77 degrees. Mm-hmm. It feels good out here. You have a big smile on your face.
I do.
Camp's almost over, of course.
It's it's
a what is this, Carlos Alcaraz shirt here?
Got a nice little performance polo.
It's that ESPN money already, man. He's got a nice, nice shirt on today.
This feels like a congratulations. We're in the last rung. They're literally lifting
I couldn't even hit the sled if I wanted to.
Sled.
Yeah, they're taking it all away.
An individual sled. It's a joy, guys. We've done it.
This is like his version of like being a professional athlete. This guy's got to sit here and watch us while we critique him getting the sled the tractor. But I couldn't do it, so who am I to judge? You know?
Right. I want to remind people that, like, yes, you can still come out tomorrow. They will practice earlier because they want to get
to the game. Is it open to the public? It's Military Appreciation Day. I didn't know if it was or not.
Check the website for me, kids. But they practice at 8:15 tomorrow. This is your last chance to get, you know, within feet of the guys coming on and off the practice field. It is, in essence, a glorified practice. Mm-hmm. But today was the last day where 225 full pads. We saw some slight changes in the depth chart today. I don't know how much that will be retained or visible for Friday's game, but yeah, this was a good day. I'm taking one long look at this practice field.
What change did you mentioned a few changes out there? What stood out?
So Drew Tranquil came back today, so we did see him do some 7-on-7. That kind of informs you about, hey, will the Chiefs do 5 linebackers? Will they do 6? Again, that might be something to look for in Friday's preseason game. The big change today is, hey, is it a, hey, we want to see Jalen Moore at right tackle with the first group first, then sprinkle Juwan in? So they reversed the split reps. Before today, ladies and gentlemen, it had always been Juwan Taylor to start with the first team offense. And then after, 5, 6, 7 plays, whatever, hey, there's Jalen Moore getting some work. You know, hey, you're at right tackle in case of a event occurring, an injury, yada, yada, yada. Today, they said, hey, let's see Jalen Moore next to Trey Smith for the majority of the reps. So that's something to – again, I have no idea if we're going to see this on Friday.
Gotcha.
But there are things that are happening. Obviously, we saw Christian Fulton today. So it's like, all right, well, I'm starting to understand where the safety room, cornerback room kind of look. We just talked to Dave Merritt, the defensive backs assistant coach, and it appears to me that – Christian Roland Wallace is no longer a outside corner. He is a safety potential. Hey, you can.
He had a good preseason game.
He had a great preseason game. But
special teams too.
He not playing on the outside no more.
Gotcha.
So now you understand. Okay, Christian Fulton, obviously Trent McDuffie can basically be anywhere. Yes, you still have, Nazi Johnson. You still have Joshua Williams. Obviously, Jalen Watson still has the concussion, so he will not play. Would be the expectation, I believe, he will not play against the Seattle Seahawks, but most notably, he would be your starter. So, again, is it a Joshua Williams versus Nazi Johnson situation on Friday night against the Seattle Seahawks to see who remains on the 53-man roster?
What was your biggest takeaway from the preseason game? We only got a single pass from Patrick Mahomes. So, wasn't that? Other than, Brownlee made a nice catch and it was a good throw. I know I saw some people trying to take that to mean Mahomes is going to – they want to focus on contested catches as being a part of the thing. But that's one pass.
That's one pass.
I'm supposed to extrapolate that and say now they're a contested catch team even though they haven't been that? That seems like a stretch.
It's just something nice that you can show and practice on against another team in the red zone. They do need that work. So I understand that. And Brownlee's got a great ability to extend for such a pass over a defensive back that will normally be shorter than him. So, hey – I like it. I see it. Cool. It was instructive that Andy Reid said, get out. So Patrick's one test will be Friday. We should not see him in the last preseason game. He should then be focused on the Los Angeles Chargers. Outside of Josh Simmons, I think the other thing that jumped out to me is the situation that the Chiefs now have, mostly at and we talked about this a little bit, like mostly at the running back tight end situation, because now I can see a 4-4 if you want to include Carson Steele into that. I could see maybe going to 3 tight ends, seeing if you can get Jared Wiley via the practice squad if you want. You can start to see the roster taking shape, and because they should actually play the starters more on Friday night, you're actually going to see the real depth chart, I think, on Friday. I think there was some experimentation, some testing, some things out. Hey, this is a fun game script. We can do this. We can do that. Friday, you kind of need to see what the team looks like at this current moment before you make decisions on cutdown day.
We got Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, joining us after training camp practice, really one of the final practices of Camp 2025, and we have our Camp Darling Island. I don't, you know, we're doing this throughout
Rashard
camp.
Smith got kicked
Monday,
off.
Monday we will crown our official 2025 Camp Darling. We have Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Royals, and Jason Brownlee left. Now, Omar Norman Lott or Breshard Smith could technically do something Friday and get back, but we're down to three wide receivers as a camp darling. I would ask you, who would your camp darling be to this point?
Tyquan Thornton.
Okay.
I think he's the obvious favorite, but I know, preseason games count on our eyes.
Right, yeah. And, look, I want to see more of him on Friday, too. I just think Tyquan, in terms of the – you know, because we just talked about it with Brownlee. Tyquan, if he makes the roster – say over Brownlee, will still be the tallest receiver on the roster.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Which is crazy. So he is, you know, in an Andy Reid offense, above average with height. Still
above
has
average. You could be like 5'11" to be above average height. Andy Reid offense.
Still has above he fits the quad box really well.
Yeah.
Above average height, still above average speed, and has really connected with the quarterback. If it's ever gonna work out for Tyquan Thornton, man, this should be the year, of course. I know people have asked me constantly, and I understand that. I don't know who the NFL is talking to, kids, but when that suspension occurs, whether it's...
Why isn't it... I mean,
I know.
Cody, we've always talked for years, Nate, that no matter who it is, we think by August 15th, the league should be required, if you're going
to
hand out a suspension that starts week one, meaning you already know what's going on,
right?
You should have to announce it by the 15th.
I understand that.
Should be August 27th.
Because that gives teams legitimately 3 weeks to prepare, to understand, like, hey, what's my roster going to look like on cutdown day? Who you know, how many spots do I need to fill in the gaps for if I have one or two guys suspended? Totally get that.
What's the latest you think? In all seriousness, like, they're not announcing this a week before the season. That would be insane, right?
I got to. Now,
I said tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, right when the New Heights episode
drops. Don't you dare do that, Roger.
Don't do it,
Roger Goodell, I swear.
Good cover.
Come on.
That's a pretty good cover because we all have to watch that tomorrow.
What if he slid it in at like 6:30? Just like,
did you order
6:30 and then the news cycle just, whoa, Taylor Swift's, you know.
Did you order it yet?
I showed Holly, hey, dog, it's a 53. I literally said, I like handed the phone at whatever it was, midnight.
Yeah,
11:11.
65-minute wait.
It's a 50. At the time, it was like a 50-something minute wait, and I said, I'm a.
And you could have got in this morning fine with no wait.
Right, which, again, that's her prerogative. I don't know if she's done that.
Wait,
she hasn't told me.
She actually did wait in line.
No.
Oh, no.
I showed her the phone. I was like, I got to go to bed. We got to get out of here. But
you didn't even wear orange today in support, you know? We could have all worn orange today.
No, that's tomorrow.
As someone who is a graduate of Hickman Mills High School.
You definitely got some orange.
Which our colors were orange and black, ladies and gentlemen. There are definitely things that I've worn in a previous life that I didn't maybe look so good in. Okay. The last person who did this musically, I believe, that just said, hey, I'm going to be all orange, was Frank Ocean. And that was 2012. And Channel Orange is a absolute classic. So we're stretching for a high mark. I know Maren Morris had an album that just came out earlier this summer called Dreamsicle, which is very good. Incredible body of work given her life right now. That has some orange to it, but not like we're just giving you orange girl summer, whatever, orange girl fall. Like
whatever they're calling it.
Starbucks.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Starbucks has to have been on the phone by midnight last night. I don't care what it takes. Get her in front like...
I'd start calling things orange for sure.
It's a missed opportunity if Starbucks don't do what it's supposed to do.
It's crazy because I think it has to come from her idea. I don't think that they're just like, hey, want to announce your new album on our podcast? It's insane that New Heights got to announce that there's a new Taylor Swift album. Jason and Travis Kelce were the were the source of a new album for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a very serious relationship, Travis. Yeah, and they're doing things that
looking
benefit
out for each other.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing things that benefit both of them.
Yes, and again, like, you know, the Swifties reach out to me, tell me, get in front of me.
Uh-huh.
When was the last time she did an interview? I mean, this woman has been a mystery.
Has she ever done a podcast?
A mystic.
She doesn't need
I don't
to do
think
interviews,
she has.
Nate.
Huh?
She doesn't need to do interviews.
Well, right.
She's so big now.
Correct.
Yeah.
So look, you have one of the biggest exclusive opportunities tied in with the fact that, you know, we are in promo mode, and people have been asking if this relationship has been legitimate since day one. So you know what?
I know.
I'm going to be right next to him, talking his ear off. And you're going to see on camera how he reacts, you know, knowing that he's supposed to step aside. Hey, no one wants to hear from you this episode. Hey, let Jason be the host. Give us a couple reactions. Get out of the way, Travis. It's an incredible moment.
We were
of
going
time.
Through. What do you think the numbers are going to look like? Because YouTube views, podcast views are two different things. But we were going through, like, on YouTube, the one with 4 billion is like the – you know, Queen Elizabeth's funeral. I mean, like,
wow.
You know, like, they're 4 billion. I mean,
so they're not beating that.
She's not doing the
podcast record.
Could she get 100 million podcast downloads?
This will clear, guys. 100 million. This will clear whatever measurement we've had for podcasts. And this is a
that's crazy.
This is a moment in pop culture for podcast history. This is not. And I again, I'm gonna show some of my age, but like. This is not like, hey, man, I sat down with Barbara Walters, okay? Because when
Howard Stern,
yeah,
or some of those other, like, big interviews.
I was like, oh, Barbara Walters talked to who? What time?
Right.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
This is not, hey, I talked to Time Magazine, and they I spent a month with Esquire or GQ or, you know, like.
He did the GQ thing, too.
I mean, yeah, obviously. But, like, you know, there used to be a time where it was like, okay, Julia Roberts or, you know, what was the big magazine that Angelina Jolie did back in the day? Where it's like we had Angelina Jolie for a month, just access.
It's usually like GQ or Vanity.
Yeah, Vanity. Yes, Vanity.
Or Vanity had the famous photographer who would do the covers and all that stuff.
I want to remind people too. Like Serena Williams told us she was retiring in Vanity Fair. Guys, that would not happen today. So this is a big moment for podcasts. This is not the big sit-down interview with 60 Minutes, again, with Katie Kirk, Barbara Walters. You know, it's a great moment.
You know how happy Amazon is? Didn't they sign new rights to a $100 million
yes,
deal?
Yes,
they're getting their money's worth.
Well, they got their money's worth from this episode alone.
Hasn't even dropped. I know people have asked, when does this drop? Is it
7 our time?
7 our time, 8 o'clock Eastern.
I think that's right.
Again, double check it. Get the YouTube link loaded up. Get that thing ready to fire off. I just have to imagine that you can't get to every question. But from an editorial standpoint, my thought is, okay, do you give her
6 o'clock our time?
6 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, guys. Get dinner early on Wednesday. And sit around and watch it as a family. You know, how much do you talk about, like, editorially? How much do you talk about the album? How much do you talk about the summer, the relationship?
How long do you think she's going to be on the show? Like, is it the
that's my point. Yeah. I don't know, like.
Is it 30 minutes?
Is less more, I guess, is the question. How much of the mystique does she want to, like, peel back to a certain degree? Because you always want to reach out and be relatable. I completely understand that. She's at a level that is insane, you could argue, and at the same time you're like, well, I still want to be this aura, I still want to build, like, you know, mystery and obviously, like, you know, just the majesticness of, like, how much I'm a cult hero to a particular person in whatever, you know, state of their lives are in. Obviously there's got to be, I think, a moment about football. You're on a football show. Like, let's be clear.
He talked about how into it is. She's like, watch an injury
and
stuff.
Yes.
Q article, yeah.
I thought easily the best quote of the entire thing was him talking about, like, it is nice to be with someone who understands what it takes.
Yes.
He's truly been great. He's been in other relationships. He's been with other people, but they don't understand the public scrutiny, the things that come with that, the pressure that comes with that, the work that has to go into that.
She did it at an earlier age than him.
Oh, dude, she started. Yeah, she started at an early rate.
So nobody
knew who Travis Kelce was until like year three or four in the NFL.
So she's got a wealth of experience and knowledge that she can you know, obviously give proper perspective to. I was told. This is the first time I've said this, I think, publicly. I've told some fans, friends, family members. I was told midway through what the first season 20 was it 23 that she reads everything. I'm sorry, what?
No,
she reads everything. Everything you write about him, she reads. Oh.
She's been listening to this show because we've said a lot.
Nice.
Now,
nice.
In fairness, I've said he'll never age.
Nice to know. Nice
He's
to know.
Bionic man.
Nice to know someone subscribed at the time to The Athletic, the New York Times. Does she want to
get even easier now?
Does she want to get the ESPN app? You know, like, does she want to get the new direct-to-consumer app?
She can afford ESPN Plus.
I was told that, like, no, man, like, this is, you know, for all the people that at the time speculated, like, how serious is? Is this a publicity stunt? Is this like a, you know, hey, like stars aligning in a sense, but like it's a supernova. It's only going to last for so long. Like, I was told pretty clearly that, like, nah, she reads everything.
Oh, there were all those.
And
we had
she's aware
come on
of
our
more
show,
things
Dave,
than you realize.
We had guests come on our show the first, you know, when it became public. Like, oh, yeah, it was a conspiracy theories about it was all fake and everything. How dumb do those people look now?
No, again, there was sort of
that kid will rule the world, man. That's
it. When she came for week three against the Bears 2 years ago, it was pretty evident that you could see it on. I'll just be clear, you could see it on Donna Kelsey's face.
Nate, we got a very, very important text. Why do you guys care so much about this? It's kind of odd. Let's see.
Cultural phenomenon.
Let's see. Travis Kelce has the most popular podcast on Earth, other than maybe Joe Rogan these days.
Right.
He's a starting tight end, going to be a Hall of Famer, maybe the greatest tight end in NFL history.
Uh-huh.
His girlfriend, who could eventually be his wife, is maybe as famous as anybody on Earth, other than maybe a president. That's about it. That would be why, and they're on a football podcast tomorrow, and it's all tied in with Kansas City because we know she's gone to games at Arrowhead with him. It's pretty obvious why we're talking about.
She wrote a song with him in mind. Now there's a new album, and we don't know what the hell's in it, sir. And again, he's heard all the songs. I know he's part of the process to some degree. I'll also say it's important for this too, like. This dude's a kid.
He's heard the whole thing, man.
He's probably heard the whole thing.
Many times.
Right. He's a Kansas City legend. And again, guys, the team you root for has the most popular person as, like.
It's weird, yeah.
And again, I think I wrote.
Mark Donovan and the Chiefs are loving this.
I can't even think of a comp of what it would be. Like, at no point, Patrick Mahomes, he married his high school sweetheart. George Brett married someone, like, way later. Like, I can't think of a single time when someone in this city was dating someone
that important.
That.
Glad you brought up
that happens
though.
In L.A. or
hey,
New York occasion.
I'm glad you brought up
Derek Jeter dated a bunch of athletes.
Yeah, two things I would say. I knew it was real when we saw Donna's reaction when she was screaming in the box. And then I said, this woman got on a plane and flew to Green Bay.
That was enough.
On a December night. Oh, she loved this dude. She loved him. Because, baby, ain't no way my wife is coming out to Green Bay to see me do
that was
anything.
A picturesque night, man. That was a beautiful night.
It was lost,
but it was a beautiful night. I was just going to say, Cody, you brought up Mahomes. He's the person I actually think loves this the most.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's taken so much of the attention off of him and his family.
I've said this before, like, I mean, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey have known each other since ninth grade. They love each other. They are best friends on the football team. So now put that into the perspective of, hey, I was the first round pick, the first quarterback taken since Todd freaking Blackledge, and the first guy that I really hung out with, that I really connected, that wasn't Alex Smith, was Travis Kelce. You know what? Who's my best friend on the team? It's him. Who I'm going to business with?
Yeah.
It's him.
Yeah.
Like, my restaurant's gonna be out here, man. Like, what are we talking about? Like,
and he can take some of the public stuff off of me.
And I get to watch my.
You go on there night one. I could see Nate Taylor doing a feature.
I got a media open night. I'll be there.
What Nate night
Taylor,
is that again?
Because
I think on that I'll be there.
Yeah. Because the other thing too. my best friend on the team, who we have this Hall of Fame connection with, we've won multiple Super Bowls together. I get to watch him, like, date this person and, like, get to know them. And, like, he doesn't see Taylor Swift as Taylor Swift, which is again, wild to say, but that's true for Patrick. He doesn't see her as Taylor Swift. Like, that's just Taylor. So I think the way they all manage it, the way they've all become friends, there's a moment in the documentary between Brittany and Taylor that I think shows some...
The Kingdom one that comes out Thursday?
Yes, yes. That shows, that shows like, a true, legitimate friendship moment. And so it's wild. So, yeah, I mean, right now, guys, we're in the preseason. I get it. Training camp's almost over. She went. When did they record this? Is my question.
The podcast?
Yes. Yeah. When did they record this? Because you got to do a lot to get this all to work out. And again, we're in promo season, man. Like, when is the album coming out? September? October?
We'll find out maybe, like, tomorrow.
how many tracks on this? Like, it's just, again, from an editorial standpoint, I would love to see what happens, what goes with it. You know, we largely know who's on the teams. You know, good sir, good lady, who's asking the questions.
53 is not
text.
A lot of mystery.
There's about 48 spots, guys, and we just need to know the final three. And even Mike Bradway, the new assistant general manager, was like, yeah, we can maybe trade somebody. We can maybe bring somebody off waivers. So, again, the 53 that's here may not even be the 53 that starts on opening night. I understand it. I just want to know, what are her football takes? I mean, come on. Like,
yeah, I kind of want to hear her talk about,
I want to know,
X routes.
Yeah, like, again, this woman has engrossed herself in the NFL, into football, for understandable reasons. Like, I want people to enjoy just how much of a rare, I guess, phenomenon this is, but to know that, like, he's just gotta be like, okay, like, if we were ever going to interview you, now seems like the perfect time. And guess what, you got a new thing to roll out there.
Incredible.
They blurred out the cover of the vinyl. I mean, ma'am, I mean,
smart.
Chef's kiss. Just unbelievable.
Nate Taylor from ESPN, our Chiefs insider. And yeah, we'll be talking, I think, about that documentary on Thursday. Sounds like you got a sneak peek. It's good, though?
It's really good. It's
new stuff?
Yes. Sprinkled in.
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna get, I think the point of it was to give you new stuff, behind-the-scenes details, and I think from the Chiefs' perspective, they wanted to say, hey, if you were bandwagon and you just showed up in 2019, there's a lot more history and connectivity to the history of the franchise and to Kansas City specifically than most people might not know. So it's worth your time. And yeah, it's 6 hours of the football team that you root for that you just, when are you going to get another chance to see this kind of footage, this kind of access, this kind of interviews? Yeah, it's well done. I have to say that. Because it's produced by my employer, but it's also good to
Nate's gonna turn on the mic and be like, "Here's the problems."
All right, up next, though, I want to get to something that was released yesterday, that honestly doesn't mean anything, but someone on the show really, really likes it, so we're gonna discuss it. And I'll explain what that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That is next. Random question of the day coming up in about 8 minutes or so as we continue broadcasting live in St. Joe. Final training camp show for us as camp winds down. Don't forget our camp coverage is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. You guys can always hit us up on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Video stream is still up. Obviously, we are not in studio, but Drew has our figurines, and you also never know who's going to stop by and start dancing in the background of the video. More reason to also check it out on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Facebook, Twitch.
If you look close enough, too, in the chair behind you guys, you can see a little bit of orange on the chair.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you guys can catch that.
That's,
there's a little glare there for some reason.
Okay. You know? I like it. Yesterday, we didn't get to this on the show. It came out towards the end of the show. I know you're excited about it, Drew. I'm sure Binkley has been looking at it nonstop.
Binkley and I talked about it a lot yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I figured. That, of course, is the first preseason AP Top 25 football poll. Texas was number one, Penn State 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson 4, Georgia 5. And out of the locals, it was the Kansas State Wildcats that made an appearance in the top 25 at number 17. They, of course, will make their season debut coming up just in a week from Saturday, actually, in Dublin, taking on Iowa State.
We're almost there.
We are almost there. And look, I'm excited for the college football season as well. You know my feelings. This poll and any of the AP polls are so pointless when we have the college football selection rankings that are going to come out in November that they actually have decide this thing. And then here's where I actually feel better about my take yesterday. Cody was there when we learned something about this poll. So Bink has a vote, right? Which is awesome. He should have a vote.
He's supposed to.
But,
yes.
But he said he doesn't start voting until in season. So you're telling me this preseason poll we're all supposed to pay attention to, the people that are voting in season, not all of them even voted in the preseason one? That means this thing's even more worthless.
So Rob Brenton of The Drive, and I have a theory as to why that happened. Bink was asked, I think it was in June or July, so we think a spot opened up, and the preseason poll had already been made ahead of Bink was asked. So as a result, Bink didn't get a chance to put a preseason poll out. So hopefully, starting here in a couple of weeks, Bink will be requested to submit his official AP poll starting after week zero. Hopefully. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that might be something to follow here as we get into the first couple weeks of the season.
I understand they're fun for some fan bases. They're excited. Their team's ranked. And this is not an anti-K-State thing by any means. I you guys know for years I've been saying this, whether it's KU in basketball being preseason number one. It did not. But in general, this is not my team's
KU's
ranked.
KU's been ranked in the AP poll as well in football here recently.
Yeah, well, and I use the basketball example for those that like think it's some weird rivalry thing. I just they don't matter. They just don't matter at all. And it's definitely even worse in football because the college football playoff committee is who ultimately places these teams in the college football playoff. So their rankings that come out in November, we can dispute whether or not those are too early as well. But at least I know those people putting out those rankings are actually the people that are going to have to decide
who gets in.
The AP poll literally is just for writers to put on articles and for the TV broadcast to put a number 12 next to a team name. That's all it is.
Gold, I think so. I had the same viewpoint as you, I think, until last year, where I finally realized what the AP poll actually is more important, and that's because, I'm not saying that we need to have it now, preseason-wise, because we don't, but if you mirrored what the AP poll was back in week, I think it was 8, ahead of the college football playoff poll in week 9, it was As soon, like the week of,
they copied their work. It looked like they just stole the test.
It basically is the exact same thing, which I think is a problem because the AP poll, it is almost a copy and paste of what the AP poll has done. So I think the AP poll has significance, but it shouldn't. To your point, Goldware, the College Football Playoff Committee, I think, should not have any poll until week probably six of the season. Get rid of the non-con. See a couple of conference games, and then it forces you to watch the games. Then in that instance, where and if you're not paying, like Arizona State last year, that's why they stopped doing the preseason
polls.
Yeah, out
west, how many teams are watching those West Coast?
Exactly,
games?
It started becoming a thing where you weren't like Pac-12 teams weren't ranked as high back in its heyday when they had all the other teams that they had. So by not having a preseason poll, I think to your point, it helps the sport out a little bit actually because the people who are making the decisions are forced to watch all of the games and then make the determination of who is better or not, not just off of, like Cody said, a copy and paste of the AP poll in week 9 or 10 of the season.
I think that they do. I think that you are underselling the fact that the AP poll clearly influences the College Football Playoff Committee's decision. I don't think that they just go into this in a vacuum and are like, you know what? We've just decided we had our own ideas of what these teams mean, and now we've decided to rank them independently, and it just so happens to be identical to that of the AP poll. I think they just look at the AP poll and start ranking based off of that.
So you think then if we did not have this preseason AP poll, the College Football Committee would just be lost, and they would not know what to do?
I think that they would have to make up their own ranking system.
And I bet you it would be very similar still. Like, my point is, like, I don't think it's as complex as we make it out to be with the preseason rankings. A lot of it is based off of recruiting from the prior year and perception about what quarterback looked good towards the end of last season.
Yeah, all of it.
You know, like, I mean, it's their preseason polls are fun for fan bases. I get that. It just, and I guess the TV networks probably like them.
I think it's very important for the casual. I
agree with
15,
you there.
15, 20 times more likely to watch a game that says 3-5 tonight on Thursday night. Versus
it's a marketing thing.
Oh yeah, I mean
that's all it is. Yeah,
but I think it does influence. I think it actively. I'm not saying it doesn't have to. I'm not saying the College Football Playoff Committee couldn't just do their own thing, but they let the AP poll influence them.
Yes.
The AP poll is an actual barometer of where those teams are ranked relative to where they will be going to the College Football Playoff. It just is. It is an accurate representation.
Or
of where
their resume by week 10 is very obvious who has the resume to be in the College Football Playoff. Well, like, is it because of the AP poll, or is it that by week 9 we know who's undefeated, we also know who's lost to what teams are perceived to be better than others? Like, if I asked you to, if you had not paid attention to rankings all year, and Cody, I asked you to fill out top 25, I actually think your top 10 would mirror the AP top 25, even if you didn't know it. Like, what I'm saying, like, at some point, if I just gave you a list and you looked at Big Ten, all right, these three teams are undefeated. They're 8-0. Wow, they probably should be ranked teams. It's the Big Ten. They must have played a pretty tough schedule. Like, I don't think it's as complicated as we make it out to be from weeks 1 to 10. When we get into the nitty-gritty and the College Football Playoff Committee is debating between the 12th team versus the 14th team if we eventually expand to 16, et cetera, that's fine. I hear what you're saying. I think you would come up with a very similar list, I guess is what I'm saying, even if you didn't know the list existed.
Gold,
that's all.
I think we agree with you that the people who are making the poll should be the CFP committee. It's like the AP poll, we get it, that poll technically
I don't think they're any more qualified or less qualified. I think they're just as stupid at making the polls the AP is.
Yes,
I don't think they're better at it just because, and I don't think they're watching the West Coast games either, to be clear. I think they just lie and pretend they watch some of
which
the
is,
games.
Which is why
I don't, every college football game, get the hell out of here.
Which is why you don't need an AP poll, period. The college
or you don't need a college football playoff poll. No, why can't it just be the AP?
That's What's just another marketing thing, too. They want people talking about it in November.
One poll's not more important than the other. They're equally stupid. Except for, you know.
Well, one does ultimately decide.
There's one that does matter. And that,
yeah, I mean, one does decide.
The AP one could just decide. It doesn't matter.
Correct, but
they don't run. No, they don't. It can't.
But it could. I'm just saying, get rid of the college football playoff poll. Same difference.
Well, no.
AP now decides.
It's but not but the committee's the making the decision.
The committee, their rankings are literally how they rank the 12 teams in the playoff, though.
Which is why I think you shouldn't have the rankings. You shouldn't have any rankings, period. I know why they do
that's
it.
That's crazy.
I know why they I know why
to
they
like
don't
a college
do it.
Sport and to think that there's no rankings, that's just not how sports are.
But if
rankings
you want,
exist in every sport. Golf, tennis, the NFL, it's by record and division standing. Rankings matter to fans. To just be I'm too of a purist. I need zero rankings. It's crazy.
No, I understand that. But if you want the right, if we're going from gold's, if we're looking at who the best teams are and actually getting it
They don't get that right. Even
that's because they already are going off of a poll that was created.
But my problem is if there was no poll, they'd still get it wrong. In the SEC, in the Big 12, they would still just be like, oh, Alabama's got three losses, but they lost to Georgia, so they should be better. It'd still be all opinion-based and nonsense and BS.
I mean, if your take is people will bitch to bitch, well, yeah, that's just life. It happens in everything.
If we're trying to pretend like if the polls didn't exist, they'd somehow have some unbiased opinion.
I'm just saying that. The one at the end of the season that actually determines who has a chance to play for a national title is not the poll that everybody gets excited about in August.
Oh, no,
it is the college football playoff.
But it
committee.
Is the same poll, I guess, is my
answer. I guess, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it is, but it doesn't matter. Like, we don't need to keep
if
going.
If the college football playoff committee, here's my question. You said that, like, it'd be the same if they just, like, the no AP poll existed, they would get up with the same teams. If the college football playoff committee poll existed in week one, they'd have the same teams, too.
Maybe.
So the AP does. I think they would.
That's
like
why
you're saying hypothetical the same as I am. I'm saying I think they'd be the same.
Yeah, but the AP poll to this point in time, though, literally means nothing.
I think what
do you actually think it accounts for? It is not linked with the college football playoff at all. With all due respect to Jay Binkley, his vote doesn't mean that Oklahoma's the 12th team. You know whose vote does?
Correct.
The random AD on the college football playoff committee. If your issue is with the people on the committee, then fine. That's a whole other conversation. But literally that poll does not have any deciding votes or factor in who goes to the college football playoff. Only one does, and that is the college football playoff committee.
I still think it informs the other poll, though, so I do think it holds some value. I'm not saying it's a huge deal that Kansas State's ranked 17th.
Let's get
and Missouri missed.
Yeah, let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Of course, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. You can catch us over there as well. I did find it interesting, by the way. The last thing on that is that Missouri is the first team since 1984 to have back-to-back double-digit win seasons and not be ranked in the AP Top 25. That was surprising for Missouri.
It's got to be about the question, that quarterback,
in
right?
the SEC, that
Don't
is.
You think it's the quarterback
They're getting ripped
question.
Off. SEC team, back-to-back double-digit win teams, not in the AP Top 25. Surprising.
Still having a quarterback battle.
Yeah. I'm sure that's part of the problem, no doubt about it. This goes back to what we did with the food earlier, Drew. So for you guys, you had shared a photo on Instagram, although Gold sees your Instagram. Maybe I'm just not on Instagram as much.
It's just his story. Gold, pops right at the top.
Gold sees the Instagram. Maybe I'm just not on the app as much. You see his stuff very quickly.
It's right there at the top.
I miss it until you mention it on the air that he's doing thirst traps and food posts. So Drew, who's been posting food posts and thirst traps over on Instagram, those are available over there at Drew B. Nix, I assume. He's kept them
Is that your Instagram?
It is different on Instagram, but there's no need for it's fine. You don't need to follow me on there. It's too complicated to explain the username. Anyways,
what? You got to simplify where people can find you.
Is it
man.
The old one? Is it like the Dear Rue Nix thing or whatever?
Close to that, yes.
Okay, but not quite the same as
No, it's not.
Good luck finding Drew on Instagram. Golden and I was about to tell you what you find on there. But he posted a photo of food. So the question I have for you, now this is, you have to cook. So, like, I don't want your eating out thing. You have to cook. You got 24 hours notice. People are coming over. What is the dish you think you can safely manage in a 24-hour window to cook for a group of six?
Oh, this is easy. You're probably going to say this doesn't count, but I think it absolutely
what
counts.
What is do you cook? But you're trying to impress them, right? I'm not just saying,
this is
like,
easy.
I'm putting something bad on the table, you
I'm
know?
Going to the store, and I'm buying I'm buying six KC strips, and I'm grilling steaks and doing baked potatoes.
Steak and baked potato. No all veggie? Right.
We can
you
do
got a salad?
We can do some corn on the cob on the grill as well.
Corn on the cob grilled, is going to be corn. The veggie. Just regular baked potato. Are you going to offer toppings? We know that you don't like
butter
any toppings.
And sour cream.
Will you be offering?
I just
toppings
need butter, but I will
guests?
Offer. I will offer sour cream if they
just
want
two
it.
Toppings for
that's
a
it.
Baked potato.
That's it. They can bring
can
some
you
bacon
get a green
bits.
Onion?
They can bring some bacon bits if they want some. All right.
This one sounds like we're going to be unimpressed.
They can bring some chives if they want. That's my answer, man. Grilling steaks. What's wrong with that?
From the a couple chicken carbonara is their immediate choice in there. It's tough because like somebody said lasagna. I do think if you're talking six people, six steaks, man, that's expensive. Kind of a pain in the ass. Not a pain in the ass. They're not hard to cook, but it's, you know,
some
like
strips. I mean, I prefer fillets, but with six people coming over, we're just going to do some strips.
Drew, do you have your answer? What would you do?
Spaghetti.
Like you're making the sauce, or you just like open a can of Prego?
Are you dicing the garlic as well?
I'm not dicing garlic. No, I'm buying the ground beef from the store. I'm getting the noodles from the store.
Oh,
I'm getting Prego from the store, and we're making spaghetti, and also probably getting some crescent rolls as well.
May I suggest Rao's, I believe is how it's pronounced. R-A-O. That's the better. Yeah, that's the much better jarred pasta sauce. If you're doing jarred pasta sauce.
We do normally get, we used to get the roasted urban garlic Rao's.
That Cascone sauce is pretty damn good. You can buy it at the store. Obviously, the restaurant's great, but they sell it in a you can get it in a jar.
So you're saying that's up there?
That's pretty good.
I think you have to go like a baked dish. I think I would, like where you can serve a lot. I think I would do enchiladas. I got to serve 6 people. I got 24 hours notice.
It's definitely cheaper.
Not crazy ingredient-wise. Everyone likes Mexican food, I feel like. I don't feel like I'm missing any stuff. I don't have to prepare a – you don't necessarily have to have a side dish. I could just have chips and salsa. Chips and salsa, here you go. If you want an appetizer, I got to do this on short notice. Here you go.
Text line, would
enchiladas
you rather –
do not take a terribly long amount of time to make. And crowd pleaser.
Text line, would you rather go over someone's house that's grilling you steaks or making you enchiladas?
Yours is definitely more expensive. There's no doubt. Yours is going to cost $150. I mean, I'll make the enchilada sauce. It's not canned stuff. I'll make the, you know.
Well, I'm sure it tastes good.
I'll go
good.
Through the trouble. It doesn't take
I'm
super long.
I'm sure it
long.
Tastes good.
People are saying corn doesn't count as a vegetable. They want a real one. Someone says make your own sauce. It's simple to
corn
do,
corn doesn't
Drew.
Count as a vegetable? Huh?
That's what they said.
What?
Somebody says they're smoking a pork butt. I mean, you can do that in 24 hours notice. Those things take – they take 16 hours. Better not screw anything up. Better make sure your ass is starting right then. You're starting to cook the dinner that second. The second they told you we're coming over for dinner in 24 hours.
Yeah.
You're in the kitchen.
Someone says filet, sea bass, cream, spinach, risotto, salad, creme brulee.
That's something I would expect from you, Cody, is that sort of an answer.
That's a crazy thing to do on 24 hours notice. I'm not afraid to make a nice dinner for people that come over. But with fish, you got to know that that's your crowd. I don't mind. Like, sea bass is really good fish, but I got to know that that's the crowd. You, Drew, like... Alex is bringing a date, and you and Bree come over. I don't know if you like sea bass. Never seen Alex eat any fish.
I've had sea bass before.
So, like, it's rich. So, like, it's you'd probably like it. As far as, like, people who don't like fish, it's probably higher on the, like, you like it even if you don't like fish. And you can, like, wrap it in.
Gold, someone from the 402. I'm from Nebraska. Corn is not a vegetable. What
Google
is corn, then?
Botanically, it's not. But if it's fresh corn, it's a vegetable.
Wow.
It's corn on the cob.
What?
You said that as someone who just
Googled
it. I just Googled it.
It sounds like you just Googled it. If he's saying botanically, it's not.
Google, everybody can do it at the same time, you know? Is corn a vegetable? And tell me what pops up. Tell me what pops up. It's considered a vegetable when it's harvested young and tender, like when eaten on the cob, which is what I said. However, it's considered a grain when it's harvested mature and dry, when it's used for cornmeal or popcorn or tortillas. The question was the side. I said corn on the cob, did I not? Which means it's a vegetable. Anyway.
According to, is that AI? I don't trust AI.
Yep, it's AI. Never lies.
Dude, that thing is wrong so much. Can we get a real answer?
Scientifically, corn is a grain, all right? But in the culinary world, it's a vegetable. We're talking food. It's a vegetable.
Someone say corn is a starch.
Oh, boy.
816.
Oh, boy.
Someone said they would make pizza rolls if money was no object.
Pizza rolls? That's if money is an object. I mean, I don't think you're going to miss a lot of people with a pizza roll. That's a tough one to show up and offer as a meal for everybody.
Grilled cheese and macaroni with hot dogs in it from the 913.
They said if they're cooking for 5 of their child's friends.
You've never done hot dogs and macaroni? That was a staple of the Tap family.
In macaroni? No.
Someone says, Gold, how are the steaks cooked? Up to you. Typically, I start with medium. If you don't tell me how you want your steak... We do medium, and no more than that. If you want it rare, obviously, medium rare, but mediums would be the standard one. If you just came over and you didn't tell me how you like your steaks, medium. What about you guys?
I'm also a medium person.
Medium rare.
Yeah. I used to be medium, but I'm more medium now.
But that is the challenge.
Yeah,
I would say,
different people,
I think steak is easier to mess up than enchiladas.
Oh, see, I think steak is hard to mess up, unless you're a complete moron with the grill. Like, you gotta be, I mean, come on.
I've had a bad steak before.
Well, we've all had a bad steak.
I don't know that I've had a lot of bad enchiladas in my life.
Yeah, well, some of them get you sick, like your Chipino, you know? That'd be my concern.
That did not get anyone sick. And that was way
concern.
More than a day.
That'd be
that
my
forever.
Concern.
Someone said they're catering Chick-fil-A nuggets. You can't do that, because Cody said
it's not eating out. We're cooking food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you got to make something. And it's a short time frame, so you can't, I don't know the best dish you make for people that come over.
So if I had a show to a dinner party and there's hot dogs in the Mac, I am leaving.
I said as a kid. I probably haven't had it since.
Yeah, you have a bunch of 5 adults come over definitely... and you have mac and cheese with hot dogs.
With
I'd be like, what are we doing? What?
Honestly, I would appreciate that more than I'm not. When I went to, I
don't know if
about
I ever had hot dogs and mac and cheese.
I have not.
I've obviously had hot dogs and mac and cheese separately. I don't think I've ever had
on the plate together. What's the difference? It's one
more
step.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's not, like, intentionally.
Having meat and macaroni and cheese is not that offensive. This is not one of those ones that I feel like seems like that big of a deal. I don't make it any – I mean, I didn't make it when I was a kid. It was served
Hang on.
But they also serve me Salisbury steak and all kinds of other awful things.
I'm curious. What's more off-putting, hot dogs and macaroni or Bob Evans microwavable mashed potatoes?
Cody's never had the Bob Evans.
Yeah, that's right.
Potatoes.
You said you haven't had
I'll say this. I've had an instant mashed potato, and it is
They're not instant, though. In Drew's defense, they're not instant.
Hideously bad.
In Drew's defense, these are not instant.
So what makes them less instant? They're already made, and I just warm them up.
Correct.
So they're just frozen?
Refrigerated.
No, they're refrigerated. From Bob Evans. Like, they taste like Bob
that's
Evans
what
mashed potato.
I'll pick some up. I'm not going to make them as part of a meal. I'm not going to do that to myself. But I will pick
Look at this guy, hoity-toity over here. Too good. He's too good for
There's
Cody worked at a restaurant, guys. I don't know if you know, for 10 years.
There are some things that are easy to make that I think you should just make them. Mashed potatoes. And again, maybe
Drew
it is
didn't
better
want to
than
do that. Just dinner for him and his wife. They just wanted something quick.
But potatoes, you can make the quantity you want to make.
He didn't want
to
deal with it.
You don't have to overmake
it. He didn't want to deal with it. He just wanted to pop something in the microwave. That's all he wanted to do.
A lot of people, one person.
I actually think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
I think you
I told
too.
You I will reserve the right. Maybe I was too harsh on those too soon.
There's a couple different
maybe
flavors.
Maybe they are acceptable.
Get the original.
Mashed potatoes.
Get the original. Don't get the, like, whatever other ones. Yeah, I know which ones.
See, that's already
about.
A bad start, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
Of,
there's
like,
different flavorings.
And you're saying all those flavorings stink.
No, I'm just saying get the original. That's what we're talking about.
I didn't say they stink. Just get the original ones.
People say, I almost want to bring one in tomorrow and have you try it on the air. I'll have it for lunch. I'll just eat a whole tub.
Yeah.
A tub? They come in tub form?
Yes.
That's crazy. I told you. We'll try it. I'll give it a shot.
If you bring it tomorrow, Golden, I will go and microwave it during a segment, and I will mix it and stir it and everything.
Send me a reminder, and I will go to the store tonight and buy Cody one to try. I will do that. All right.
Someone says they're real mashed potatoes, so they're better than you think.
Yeah, they're not instant. I will be clear. That's why I defend Drew on that one. All right. Up next. Somebody says he's not coming to Kansas City anymore because he got his feelings hurt. We'll tell you who it is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.